Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Made Creative, navigating your creative journey together. I'm your host, Comfort. I'm absolutely excited to be here with you today. It's just as exciting for me because it's something that I've been thinking about doing for a long time, and so I'm glad that this is finally happening. Well, this podcast is all about celebrating the messy, beautiful journey of being a creative, really. We'll dive into actionable tips, share inspiring stories, and most importantly, try and create a space that is full of a supportive group of people who are willing to help you through the ups and downs and the highs and lows of the creative world. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Made Creative wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we're diving headfirst into the question that every creative grapples with. What makes me creative? Is it some kind of magic dust sprinkled on a few chosen ones? Or is there something deeper, something we can all tap into? And what about creativity itself? I mean, what exactly is it anyway? You know, it's not like it's a magical unicorn that's, you know, like I said, it's reserved for a chosen few and then there are those who get it. Creativity is really a unique way that each and every one of us interprets the world, solves problems, and expresses ourselves. It's your personal fingerprint on the world around you. Now, before we jump in, I would like us to get inspired by a quote from the legendary author Maya Angelou. And it says, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use it, the more you have." Now let those words resonate with you as we start this creative adventure together. Now, as I said, today we are starting this fantastic journey by exploring the source of creativity within each of us. You know, now before we dive in, I want to address something that might be on some of your minds, especially considering the title of this podcast, Made Creative. See, there's a common idea floating around that creativity is a magical gift. It's some creative gene that you either born with or not. But the truth is, that's simply a myth. Now, I'm a person of faith, I'm a Christian, and I believe something quite different. You know, the Bible tells us we were created in God's image, and God is the ultimate creator. So wouldn't it stand to reason that if we are created in the image of the ultimate creator, there is some bit of creativity that resides in each of us? That spark or that creative little dose of creativity that we talked about, it might look different from person to person. So maybe you love writing stories, you compose music, or you're an architect, you love building things, or I don't know, you're a crafter, you love, you know, making things with your hand. The point is, we all have the capacity to create something. So throughout this season of Made Creative, we'll be exploring that creative urge, learning how to tap into it and you know, discovering ways to nurture it. But going back to this myth that I really just want us to tackle head on, let's just think about this. Think back to the time of your childhood, you know, remember finger painting or building forts out of blankets, you know, or making up silly songs. We were all born with a natural inclination to explore and create things, just for the joy of it and for the fun of it. The second reason that I think this creative gene doesn't hold water is I think creativity is a skill as well. And I think research actually backs this up, and science as well. And it, because it's just like any other skill, it can be developed and honed through practice. You know, think of athletes. You don't just wake up and become the number one top gold medalist. You have to practice and you have to go through these phases of, energizing yourself and practicing and over and over doing so many mental exercises and stuff like that until you eventually come to getting to become that athlete. So it's the same with creativity. The more you engage with creative activities, the stronger your creative muscles will become. Yeah. So allow me to take you on a little imagination. So imagine a toolbox. Inside are all these amazing tools: imagination, perseverance, observation skills, even a healthy dose of curiosity. Why not? Let's just throw it in there. These are building blocks of creativity. So we all have them in our toolbox, and they're in there. So you have all these things in the toolbox. And then there is the creative urge. That urge is the signal to open your toolbox and get creating. Think of it like it's almost like a key that you would need, because once you have it, then you're like, right, this is the time to actually tap into this, to open this box. And then you will choose what you want out of that box to be able to start creating. So where does this myth of being born creative come from anyway? Yeah, because I know you're going to say, but comfort. Yeah, but this has been here for a while. So where is it coming from? Well, perhaps it's because some seem to generate ideas effortlessly. That's true. Like personally, I think I just enjoy doing it, and I find it easy to, like, someone gives me something, I'm like, ooh, what do we do with this now? And I just start to, it just happens that I just happen to be able to create something easily. An idea just comes in that moment. But you may be different, you know, others wrestle with the process and it's not that easy, and you have to take someone can't put something in front of you and you think, oh, what am I going to do with this? You know, in that sense, you know, so it's just, we're different. But the truth is, you doesn't change the fact that you are still creative. It doesn't change the fact that we are all creative. You know, God designed us and made us that way with inherent creative potential. Yeah, creativity it's not a fixed state that you arrive at and like, bam, there it goes. I'm now creative. It's a lifelong journey of exploration, practice, and it also takes a willingness on your part to be able to learn and grow. And if you've got, you know, if you focus on it with a bit of effort and, you know, that spirit of curiosity and exploration, you can definitely unlock that creative potential that you have in you. So if you've ever felt that you weren't creative enough, that's simply not true. You were made creative and you have the creativity in you, all right? So let's explore how to tap into that creativity and tap into that amazing potential that you have in you. Where does this whole creative thing even begin? Like, what is it really? What's the whole thing about being creative? Now, have you ever felt that irresistible itch, you know, to explore something or create something new? It's just, you just can't help it. You're like, ooh, I feel something, but I'm just not sure what it is. Now you see something new or an idea pops up in your head, and suddenly you're buzzing with like this energy of excitement, and you're like, what's going on with me? You know, that, my friends, is the creative urge in all its glory. It's exciting, right? It is just something that, it's just such a beautiful feeling. It's a feeling that sometimes needs to be expressed. It's like a song that's yearning to be heard, a story that's begging to be told, or a table that's yearning to be designed, or, you know, a piece of furniture that's waiting to be reupholstered. You know, that urge that we have, it just manifests in all sorts of ways. Yeah, so from whether you're a visual artist who needs to paint a vibrant landscape, to a writer who wants to craft a heart-wrenching or beautiful love romantic story. And sometimes it's a result of triggers. You know, you could be triggered by your environment or what's surrounding you, or a smell, or a sound, you know. And that's something that we'll look further into, about these triggers as well, your creative triggers. But you look at something and then suddenly just this urge just leaps out of you. This excitement just leaps out of you. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. As quickly as that urge comes, there's two things that happen as soon as it comes. And it often feels like there's a fork in your head, you know, because at that moment you're like, ooh, the excitement comes. Da, 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 da. And there's just like the almost immediately the next thing is two decisions. Should I embrace this urge? Yeah. And see where it takes me. Should I, you know, run with it? Maybe it turns into a masterpiece. Maybe it's a fun learning experience. Either way, you know, it's something that's exciting. You're like, ooh, what if I could go with this? What if I go with this? And then on the other hand, almost immediately, there's also the other path, which is what we call the wave of fear and resistance. And it is just as tempting as the initial urge of, oh, I want to see where this goes. And the thing with the fear and resistance one is it sometimes feels daunting. And it's things like, you know, you worry that you're not good enough, or you're worrying immediately. So you think, oh, but it's, yeah, who am I? You know, why am I thinking about this even? You know, what are people going to say? I can't do this now. I've got this and this and this to go. It can be paralyzing. And it can make you want to put the idea on the shelf. Now, this inner battle that we have is it's familiar to all creators, all creatives. It happens to all of us. And the truth is, it is valid. It is bound to, trust me, and it never goes away. I'm not going to lie to you. It never goes away. It happens every single time. Up till today, I've been a creative for more than 10 years. But it just keeps coming every single time. But on today's show and on this podcast, we're all about harnessing the exploration and the possibility, because I believe it is much stronger for you to go ahead and explore it than coming back to it and regretting that you didn't even give it a thought or try to embrace it for a little bit or entertain it for a little bit. We need to give our creative juices the opportunity to let them speak to us or let them be before we immediately dismiss them. So now that we've decided that we are actually now going to embrace this urge and entertain this idea that's popped up in our heads, the next question I guess you'd ask yourself is what do I do next about it? What unique methods or systems can I use to foster this idea and you know, fuel this idea that's coming? Hey there, creative minds. Feeling inspired by the conversation so far? Yes, I'm diving deep into the source of creativity within you. And I know the journey can be exciting and sometimes a little overwhelming. But that's why I wanted to share a quick resource to help you ignite that creative spark even further. Have you heard of the 5 Whys technique? It's a simple but powerful brainstorming tool that can help you dig deeper into your ideas and uncover hidden potential. And here's an example. Let's say you're a graphic designer feeling a creative block. You might start with a broad idea like design a new logo for a bakery. Now, using the 5 whys, you could ask yourself, why a bakery logo? Because I love fresh bread. Second question. Why do you love fresh bread? Because it reminds me of warm summer mornings at the farmer's market. Why the farmer's market? Because I love vibrant colors and textures of fresh produce. Okay, so why colors and textures? Because they evoke a sense of abundance and joy. Why abundance and joy? Because that's the feeling I want to capture in the bakery logo. But you see how this process is taking you from a broad idea to a more specific direction. So the 5 whys is just one tool in your creative box that you can use to try and help you sort of flesh out that idea and bring it down to a bit something more specific, or just help you get your juices flowing. And we'll be talking more about these brainstorming techniques in future episodes, and I'll also be creating a few resources for you that will be available on the Made Creative website. But for now, just give those five whys a try and see where it takes your creativity. All right, so back to where we were. So the first thing I would say is you need to cultivate this curiosity, encourage it, basically actively question this idea. And I think the five whys technique that we talked about earlier is a really good way to do that. Explore the possibilities of why would this happen? And if this happens this way, why would you? Just ask questions. I always do the five whys, and I also bank it on the questions of what is this idea that it is? Why am I thinking about it? How am I going to create it? Who's going to be thinking about it? You know, I go down the I think there are five main question types. So yeah, that's how I normally do it. And it allows you to really just try and comb through this idea as much as you can. And also, how do you probably just would like to explore experiences. So this is all just about trying to give that curiosity a bigger nudge, you know, and if you open your mind to it and you're willing to ride this curiosity wave, then it really does start to spark so much and just keeps that creative nudge going, you know. The next point I would say is embrace play. Just embrace the fact that it's nothing concrete at this point. Just it's an experiment. It's you're going to make mistakes, whatever it is. Just take it as it is. Don't overthink into it. Just explore it for what it is right now and see like, oh, there's this and this. Maybe it could be a coaching thing. Maybe it could be a tree. Maybe it could be... Trisha says, but yeah, just embrace it. Embrace the play of it, you know, ask the questions, just go with the flow on that one. And then the other thing that I would say to be able to embrace that urge is, or create that urge for creativity and how you can basically unleash this is, I think after because this is obviously going to keep happening, this creative urge and ideas coming from time to time, it would be good to start to develop a creative habit so you can be able to catch it as soon as it comes. You know, okay, this is it. You can feel the signs, you know. It's like I normally get migraines. Now, there are times when I know that the migraine is coming and I will know that, okay, like it's starting to build up, and I know it's coming, and I sort of start to put in my preventive measures, you know, reduce the light, maybe take some painkillers or something like that. But I can sense that it's coming, and I know now how to handle it. So it's the same thing with a creative urge. You start to, after a while, you start to get to know it. You can to start to sense. Yes, of course, there's that one off that will hit you so hard that you're like, ooh, I did not see you coming. But there are those that you kind of start to sense, because it's not all of them come like, bam, that's the idea. No, some of them, it's just a gradual process. But you start to develop that creative habit, and you start to develop and sense when it's coming. So when you start to sense that, it's really, this is what I mean by developing the creative habits. You start to sense it and you start to figure out, okay, this is coming and I'm getting the nudge of it. And then you sort of try and get yourself ready for it. So if it needs you to use some of the brainstorming techniques that you're going to use, you can go with them. If it's the five whys or the mind mapping or any other brainstorming techniques that you could use, this is where you start to get yourself in the space, in that mental place, to be able to embrace that, to develop that habit of nurturing it. Another way that I would say you can be able to fuel your creativity is connections. It's just people, the people around you. You get an urge and then you sort of surround yourself with people who are going to help you ignite it further. I would say sometimes sharing it with a few people, not all of them. And that's, and again, another thing to talk about. But if you share it with the right kind of people who will help you break down whether it's an idea worth pursuing or if it's not the right time. I don't say it's not a right idea. I just say it's probably not the right time. That's my theory, and I believe it, and it's worked for me, and I trust it. It's really, really important to be able to have the right connections and then the right people around you. And that's why I'm so passionate as a creative about making sure that you surround yourself with the right community. Collaborations, community, those are such huge things as a creative. It's a huge thing to have around you. The final two ways that I would say you can be able to fuel this creative urge or creative nudge that you might be getting is to embrace your imperfections. Yes, you heard it right. Embrace it. And I guess this goes hand in hand with being able to embrace the play, but embrace the imperfections. Yeah. So the idea has come and then you're going to think, oh, but I'm not the right person to do this. Hello. No. Who says that? Where did you get that from? You know, I am all about embracing the messy middle of the creative process. It allows me personally to experiment. It allows me to learn. And ultimately, it creates something that's truly unique. It is your spin of things. Yes, it's been done a million times before, but your spin on it is different. You know, it's got your fingerprint on it, and that's what makes it different. So embrace the process, embrace the imperfections. Yes, it's what I call perfect imperfections. Just embrace that. And lastly, the power of constraints. This is something I find also, again, very, very strong, because you need to learn how to work within your limits. Because the other thing that happens when you have a creative idea and a creative urge, you immediately say, oh, but I don't have the resources to do this. Oh, but I can't be able to do this because, you know, I don't have A, B, C, D. My dear, start with what you have. That's all I'm going to say. You have something to start with. For me, that's how my creative journey always started. I never grew up with, you know, having so much. And in East Africa, it happens a lot. You see, when you go on the streets, people are actually, you'd probably call it like recycling or stuff, but they are working with everyday items to be able to make the most amazing things or the things that they actually need. My entire interior design brand was based on that concept of starting with what you have. What do you have? Is that blankie that you've been traveling with? I have one. Trust me. That's a blankie that was given to me when I was in East Africa. That was like 20 years ago. I've still got it in my house right now, and my kids love it, and we still use it. But those are the tiny things that make it yours. They make part of your journey. They make part of your story. They make part of the experience. They make part of your creativity flourish. So the power of constraints, I really, really wish you would try not to underestimate it. Your limitations and boundaries can lead to a more focused way to think, you know. They spark so many ideas, because you're thinking, this is all I have. How can I make it work? It really pushes you to think, which is amazing. And it's a really unique way of what you're going to create. Oh, that it excites me. Trust me. With constraints, I'm always like, oh, what is this going to be? You know, but it's such a powerful tool as well. All right. So we've talked about, we've debunked the myth, first of all, about the creative gin. We've talked about the creative urge. We've shared a few ideas about how you can fuel your creative urge, or your, you know, how to fuel the fire. But remember, there's no single right way to be creative. Yeah, let me just get that clear. The beauty of creativity lies in its uniqueness. So there's so many different ways of how to take your creative urge that hits you to the next level, because your creative voice is what sets you apart. You know, it's the lens through which you experience the world. You translate those experiences into something new. Only you can do that. I do it my way, but you can do it your way as well. Yeah. Just think about it. I mean, a chef might create a delicious meal, but their signature dish is what truly stands out. You know, an engineer might design bridges, but their unique approach is what makes their work recognizable. You know, a programmer, you build apps or something, but their coding style is like every single person has a way they make it theirs. So I really strongly believe that each and every person, however saturated a market can be, there is one thing that you can do that will be just uniquely you. It could even just be your story. It could be your smile, you know. It could be your personality. There's always something that will make your creativity shine through, and your product or service or whatever it is that you're making will shine through because of your creative fingerprint or voice. Yeah, it's a combination of your skills, your experiences, and your perspectives of how you see them. It's what infuses your creations with personality and gives it that meaning and that thing that people were going to be able to connect with you through. That's all we had to share for this week. But before we go, I would love to give you just one more challenge. I love a good challenge. But the challenge for you for this week is I want you to pay attention to your daily experiences. So what exactly sets off your sense of curiosity? What triggers your curiosity, your excitement during the week? Just, I want you to try and, you know, put your spidey senses up. Just try and be aware of them. And as soon as you sense one or notice one, make a note of it. And on top of that, once you sense it, I want you to make a note of where you are, what you were doing, what environment you were in when you got it, just so you can start to understand your creative triggers. Yeah, so these are things that we're going to be talking about. You notice whether you're writing or painting or cooking or something that basically helps you spark it. And when you do, please do make sure you jot it down, write it in a journal, or record a voice memo about it, or create something about it. And please do share your thoughts with us on Instagram, hashtag madecreativeme, or send me an email at hello@madecreativeshow.com. I would be really, really excited to see all those come through. And really looking forward to that. And remember, it's the smallest steps. It's this really small step, that small step that you make that fuels that creative urge that you have in you. All right, everyone, there we have it, our first journey. Oh gosh, this is exciting. Thank you so much for being here with me and sharing this first episode with me. Hopefully we've started off on a good note. We've answered the big question, what makes me a creative? We've of course discussed a lot of things, the creative urge, how to fuel it, and we've also got some very interesting brainstorming techniques to try and, you know, push it further, and so many other topics that would be really exciting. But in the meantime, if you enjoyed this episode, please do leave a review. Until next time, remember, you are made creative. Now go out there and make something amazing.